Today's shir is Masechta Shabbos Daf Pei Aleph. We will begin on Daf Pei Aleph from an Aleph on the top of the Amud at the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues to discuss the shiurim for different objects for carrying on Shabbos. So says the Mishnah, Etzem, the shear for carrying out a bone is Kdei Lasas Menu Tarvit, the amount to make a spoon. Yudaymer Kdei Lasas Menu Chof, the amount to make a lock, which we will discuss in the Gemara Mitzvashem. Zchuchis, glass. Kdei Ligrabai Rosh HaKarka. Sometimes when they're weaving threads, the threads get tangled up. And the way that they are able to separate those threads is by taking a piece of wood, a piece of glass, and that's sharp on top, and like that they separate those pieces, those threads. Tzrora Evan, when we speak about a pebble or a stone, Kdei Lizruk Ba'if, the mount to throw at a bird. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Kdei Lizruk Ba'behema, the mount to throw at a animal. And as Rashi explains, because for a bird, nobody would be busy to pick up a stone or a pebble. All they would do is raise their voice and scare the bird away. An animal is not going to get scared by just raising your voice. And therefore, you need to take a stone or something that will be large enough to scare away the bird. But here we saw that carrying a stone or a pebble can be considered a malacha on Shabbos. And the question that I saw discussed by the Paiskim is what happens, Rabbi Vadi Yosef, in the Shalos HaTshuvos, Yabia Omer, Chelek Hei, Erechayim, Simchav Ches, what's the halacha if somebody has a pebble or some earth in his shoe? So he quotes Reb Chaim Vital. The Reb Chaim Vital says that his Rebbe, the Arizal, once told him that he once saw that there was a Gadol B'Yisrael from previous generations, that when he was in Shemayim and giving Din V'Cheshbon, he had to give a Din V'Cheshbon that he walked on Shabbos with sand in his shoe and wasn't careful to remove it. The way the Arizal said it is that every year on a person's yard site, he's judged again if he should be able to go up to a high madrega. And this person, on one of the years by his yard site, when he was being judged, they had difficulty allowing him to go to a high madrega in Shemayim because he walked around with earth in his shoes. The Rav Avadya Yosef says, based on Gemara that we learned earlier, that that's certainly not considered a melacha d'oraisa, because it's certainly in the category of misasik. And it's kalach yad, that's not the normal way of carrying earth. So between being misasik and between being kalach yad, it may also be not a full shear. So given all, and it may not be rishus rabbim, so Rabbi Vadi Yosef takes from this, that indeed, a pi halacha, as we just explained, there's much room to be makel. But we see, he explains, that when a person, certainly a person who's a tzaddik, is in Shemayim, they're medagdik with him, they're careful for every nuance, and this, which may be a very, very far case of Chilul Shabbos, is still considered perhaps Chilul Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah that what's the shear of carrying out a bone? The Tanakam said the Chacham held the mount to make a spoon, and Rabbi Yehuda held the mount to make a lock. Says the Gemara, remember the shear of Rabbi Yehuda Nafish. So we go back to a question that we discussed this morning, that we discussed in our previous shear. Rabbi Yehuda always says that the shear on Shabbos is the smallest shear, because Rabbi Yehuda is the machmer. Kaimelon, we have explained the shear of the Rabbanan Nafish. And as we explained when we learned this previous year, because Rabbi Yehuda says that even if this is not the most common use, it's enough to make it into the shear. We're not talking about a lock, we're talking about the teeth of a lock. The teeth of a lock are smaller than a spoon. So Gemara talks about the teeth of a lak. Tana Rabbanan, chafi pecheses, the teeth of a lak a tahor. We're talking about that they weren't yet installed in the lak because they don't really have a function. And therefore they're not considered a keli. And since they're not considered a keli, they're not makabel tumah. Kovim b'pesachas, but once they were put into the lak, temeim, then they're makabel tumah because they become a keli. And even though they don't have a receptacle, the halacha is that bone utensils are in the same category as metal utensils. As we've learned a number of times, wood utensils, in order to be makabel tumah, are only makabel tumah when they have a receptacle. Whereas metal utensils don't need to have a receptacle to be makabel tumah. And the Gemara is teaching us that that is the same halacha by utensils made out of bone. V'shalgal, but if the locks are those of a gate, apish chibur bedelis, even when they're fixed to the door, the cover them with smerim, and you even knock them in with nails, they're still tahirim, they're not makabel tumah. For there's another halacha. Shekala mechubel lekarka. Anything that's mechubel lekarka is not mekabel tuma. And since this door to which the lak is attached is mechubel lekarka, that's why it's not mekabel tuma. Zechuchis. We spoke in the Mishnah about glass. So we learned the amount of gas kedei ligror to scrape. Tana zechuchis. There's a different gersa with a samach. Why is it zechuchis or zechuchis? So the Mefarshim explained that what is the characteristic of glass? That it's transparent. The word zechuchis with a samach means to be able to see through. And that's why glass is called zechuchis. How much is it? Kedei liftsoi by shnei nim kachas. Enough to cut two threads, that's the amount of glass that Yechai for carrying on Shabbos. Tzror or Evan. We learned in the Mishnah, kedei lizroik ba'oif, the amount that you throw at a bird to chase it away. Rabbi Elazar Omer, the amount to throw at an animal. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, v'hu. When Rabbi Elazar spoke about the shear that you throw at an animal to chase the animal away, it's only shemar geshes ba. It's not that the animal runs away because of the sound of the glass falling on the floor, and that's what causes the animal to run away. It has to be that it actually saw this piece of wood, and that when it saw the piece of wood, it caused it to run away. Otherwise, it's not considered enough to that it's enough of a shear to be chayiv. The kamashuri. So ask the Gemara, how much is that? Says the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer Mishkal Asar Zuz, the weight of Asar Zuz. Continues the Gemara, Zunan Ola Bei Medrasha. Zunan came to the Beis Medrash, and obviously Rashi Masechet Avodah Zarah says that Zunan was obviously a Jew, because in other places in Shas we find Zunan, but in those places Zunan wasn't a Jew. Amul Rabbeisai, Avonim Shal Beis Akisei, people, when they cleaned themselves after using the bathroom, would use stones. So the question is, Avonim Shal Beis Akisei Shurim Bekama, what's the size of stones that are used for one to clean themselves in the bathroom? And the question here is, two shailas. One shaila is, what is the shear for carrying these stones on Shabbos to be chayiv for hoitzah? And the other shaila is, as we're going to learn, that even though stones, as we discussed earlier in the Masechta, are muksa, but because of kavod abrius, that a person has to clean themselves after using the bathroom, one is allowed to carry the stones. But what are the shear of those stones that you're allowed to carry? Amal loy, so the Chachamim responded, Kazayas, the size of an olive, ke'eg is a walnut, ke'bei an egg. And as Rashi explains, they used to use three different stones to clean themselves, and they used different sized stones. First, they cleaned themselves with the smaller stone, then with the middle stone, and then with the biggest stone. Amla, so Zunan asked, is a person supposed to go around with a measure, with a scale, to know exactly the size of stones that he's allowed to carry on Shabbos. So as the Mefarshim explained, Zunin's question wasn't regarding the issue of Aitzah. Because if that's going to be a legitimate question, that question can be asked everywhere in our Masechta that when we're speaking about shiurim for carrying, so somebody's supposed to carry a measuring stick to know that he carried the shear. It's talking about we're allowing you to carry stones to clean yourself in the bathroom. And the Gemara's question is, do you have to take along a scale to measure those stones? Says the Gemara, Nimnu v'gamru, they decided that the shear is Kamloy Hayad. You're allowed to carry to the bathroom the amount that you fill up in a hand. And as Rashi explains, as long as you could carry as many stones as you want, as long as they could all fit in one hand. The Rambam seems to learn differently. The Rambam seems to learn you could only carry three stones, but those three stones cannot exceed the size of your hand. Says the Gemara Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi held you're allowed to carry to the bathroom. So actually, this question is a machloikis tanon. Tan rabbanon, sholosh avonim mikrulozois. They used to use for cleaning themselves in the bathroom avonim stones that are called avonim mikrulozois. Avonim mikrulozois are sharp. They used to use sharp stones, which were easier to use for cleaning oneself. Sholosh avonim mikrulozois, which are usable to clean oneself in the bathroom, mutar lahachnis lebeis hakiseh, you're allowed to carry to the bathroom. So most Rishonim say that the entire discussion here is regarding the Isra of Muksa, or the Rabbanan diga carrying, when you're carrying from Rosh HaSiyocha to Karmelis. But there is no heter to violate an Isra de Raisa in order to carry the stones. I did see that there are Rishonim, and the Prima Gadim quotes this, that even though normally you're not allowed to carry in Rosh Hashanah Ram Dalar Amis, and not even less than Dalar Amis, what the Gemara means here is you're allowed to carry in order to use them in the bathroom, even in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, as long as you don't carry Dalar Amis at a time. I did see that even though it's a very strong Rabbanon, it's covered Abrius. Ramei Eimer, the shear of every stone is Ke'egais. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, the shear of every stone is Kebeya. Amar Rafim Bapapa, Amar Avuna, Kemachloikas Kan, the same Machloikas that we have here regarding the size of stones that may be carried on Shabbos when one needs a bathroom, Kach Machloikas Be'esrig. We have a similar Gemara regarding an Esrig. What is the minimum shear of the Esrig? And we have the same Machloikas, what is the minimum shear? Is it, Ramei says, Egois? Rabbi Yehuda says the minimum size of an esrog has to be a beya. Ask the Gemara, the question of the size of an esrog, hasam is masnisen, is a mishnah. Hacha, we're speaking about a brisa. Now, the mishnayis are considered much more authoritative. The mishnayis are considered much more well-known than the brises. So we're connecting a machloikas from a mishnah to the brisa. Shouldn't it be just the opposite? Says the Gemara, you're right. We have to revise it. El kamachloikas be'esrog, just like we had a machloikas in the Mishnah, Masechta Sukkah, about the size of an esrog, we have a similar machloikas regarding the avonim, what is the size. So, the Aruch Laner in Masechta Sukkah asks a gvaldig kasha. When the Mishnah Masechta Sukkah discusses the size of an esrog, is it the minimum size of ke'egas or kebeya, it means that that's the minimum size. Of course, you could use an esrog which is bigger. In our Gemara, when we speak about a size, that's the size. If these are the stones you're allowed to carry to the bathroom, you're not allowed to carry a bigger stone. So the Aruch Laner says that maybe because of his question, the halacha by stones on Shabbos is also a question only of minimum size stones. But indeed, the Gemara's only discussion is what's the minimum of the size, but you could carry bigger stones because bigger stones are certainly usable in the bathroom. Rav Yehuda, avaloi es ha-payus. You're not allowed to carry the payus. my pious. Ask the Gemara, what's pious? Omra Papa. Karshina Bavalosi. Clods of earth of Bavel. And that, says the Gemara, may not be carried on Shabbos. So Rashi explains that what was the pious? Rashi explains that this is earth that easily crumbles, and therefore it's not usable for the bathroom, and therefore only stones that are usable, they don't crumble, but these stones crumble. Amar Rav Osla Mashmish B'Tzura B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to take a shard on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to take a sharp stone on Shabbos. K'derech Shemash B'Chol, that you do during the week. In other words, when they used to go to the bathroom, they used to take these sharp stones to help them open up their bowels and be able to use the bathroom. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to use this because you're going to possibly, with the sharp stone, cut the hair in that area. And even though it's a Dovashen Meskavin, so says Rashi, it's a Psik Resha. And Rashi and Tosfos say it's a Psik Resha, and since it's a Psik Resha, it's Osur to do it, even if we hold Dovashen Meskavin, is Osur. Ask the Gemara, Maskla Mazutra Listakin, if somebody needs to use the bathroom, and he has... a problem of relieving himself, and this is the way he's going to relieve himself. And if not, he won't be able to use the bathroom. It's sakana. Answers the Gemara, Kalachiyad. What Rava meant to say is that you're not allowed to use the stone in the regular fashion, but if you do it Kalachiyad, so there it's not necessarily going to cut the hair, and since it's not going to cut the hair, it's not osur. Or some Rishonim, the Sfasemis explains that anything that's done kalachiyad is not considered a melacha, and therefore in a situation of sakana, we could be lenient. Says the Gemara, Amar Abyanai, Im yesh makom kavula beis hakisei, if there's a place that always used as a bathroom, meloyad, you could take any amount of stones. Because even if you won't need them, so Rashi explains, if you won't use it, need them at night when you use the bathroom, you may need it by day. Or somebody else may need it. And as the Magen Avraham says, as long as this is a place that's always used as a bathroom, then you're allowed to take it there because it's going to be used. But if it's not a place that's always used as a bathroom, kehechra, you only can take one of the smaller sizes because otherwise you may be carrying without a good reason on Shabbos. Meducha, ketana shel besamim, a small mortar which is used for besamim. So Rashi says it's a kli shemalachta l'isser. So it's a very difficult Rashi, because the halacha is that a kli shemalachta l'isser, you're allowed to move l'tzarech gufay mekaymai. And because of that, the Ritva explains that it's not just a kli shemalachta l'isser, it's a muksamach miskasaron kiss, because people don't use these mortars that they use for psalmim for any other purpose. And therefore, it can't be moved for tzarek gofa mikaymai. So why does Rashi say kli shemalachta l'isser? So Ritva says a chiddush, that according to Rashi, something cannot be considered muksamach miskasaron kiss unless first it's a kli shemalachta l'isser. Meisvei, Amar Rav Sheshi, says the Gemara, Mieshalei Eid, but if there's some leftover waste, mutter. Since it's already dirty, so it's obviously not muksamach b'sachsaron kiss, and there is no problem in carrying it on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, it says in the Braisa, Asar Dvar Mevim Es Adam L'Dei Tachtonius. There are 10 things that cause hemorrhoids. Velahein. Hoichel Ali Kanim. Somebody eats the leaves of reeds. Ali gefanim, the leaves of a grapevine. Lulave gefanim, the shoots of a grapevine. Umariga behema b'loy melech, the rigid portions of an animal which haven't been salted. Shidroi shel dag, the backbone of a fish. V'dag meliach, shlei bishel katzarachai, a salted fish that wasn't completely cooked. V'ashoy se shimra yayin, somebody who drinks the lees of wine, the mechanic b'sidah b'charsis, somebody who wipes himself with live or shard or battery, the mechanic b'tzrosh kinech b'chaveri, or somebody uses a stone that has already been used by someone else. V'yesh oimrim, afa toila atzma b'esa kisei, somebody who squats when he used the bathroom. So we see that you can't use a stone that was already used. So how does the Gemara say, leave the stones there, because somebody else will use them? You can't use those kind of stones. Answers the Gemara like Kasha. Kan belach, kan beyovish. If they're still moist, leftover of the previous person using them, then of course they should not be used. Beyovish, if they're dried out, then it's not a problem. Vibay seima, kan mitzarechot. If the stone was used with one side, so the other side is still clean and usable. The kamishnet stardim, but it was used by both sides, so it's completely not usable. Vibay seima, had day, the had chavre. If he used it previously, he could use it again. So with, as we said before, if you use the bathroom at night, and you're going to presumably need it by day, so you can take stones, because you can probably need it by day. But somebody else should not use those stones. Amalei Baile Rav Yosef, Yordolei Geshamim, if there was rain that came upon the used stone, then the Tashtashu, and now all of the dirt that was left on it, Mahu, is what's the status of that? What is the status of that stone? That means, the Gemara's question is, that since there's no trace on it, so it's not anymore considered maybe a stone that's used for the bathroom, and it loses and it becomes mux again. Amalei, so he responded, Imma Yerushumim Nikar, if he could still see that they were used for that purpose, mutter. Continues the Gemara. Boy minei rabba bar shelo mi rav chizda. Ma'ala loisim achrav lagag. So now the Gemara asks another question. If you're allowed to take him up to the roof. So Rashi explains that what is the Gemara's question? That it's a tircha. And since it's a tircha, so the kavod abrius, where we were makel, as we learned on Amud Aleph, but perhaps when it's a tircha meruba, then we're not makel. Tosfos explains the Gemara's question differently. Tosfos says that the Gemara's question is that if your bathroom is on the roof, and that's where you know you're always going to go to relieve yourself, so you should have prepared the stones on the roof from before Shabbos. And if you didn't prepare the stones on the roof before Shabbos, maybe it should be usher to take them on Shabbos. We shouldn't allow muksa for something that you could have easily prepared before Shabbos. Amalei, Sir of Chizda responded, Godel kvayr abriya shakav shadoich leisa shabataira. Chazal were very concerned, the Torah was very concerned about kavod abrius. Where do we see it? The Torah says that if you find something that somebody else lost, you have to return it. But the halacha is that if it's not to your kavod to return it, it's something that you normally, and we always say the shear is, would you take it if it was yours? If it's not that shear, then you're not allowed to, then you don't have to return it. So we see that Chazal were makel, the Torah was makel, because of kavod abrius. So asks Rabbi Akiva Eiger, how can we compare the two situations? The case that the Gemara is referencing is where I won't do something. I won't return something. I won't do Hashavas Aveda. Here we're telling you to actively do something, to carry something that you're not supposed to carry on Shabbos. So how do you compare the two situations? So the way the Chodesh Aviv explains is that once Chazal saw that the Torah is so concerned about kavod abrius, and they allow you to not do something which you're normally supposed to do just because of the concern of kavod abrius, that is why you're allowed to do it here as well. Says the Gemara, Yosem Reima, v'kamal shmata. Reima was sitting in the yeshiva, and he said over this Gemara, Eser Ravina l'Reima. So Ravina asked, Rabbi Leza Omer, Noitel Adam Kisem, A person could take a toothpick, shalafonov, lachs by shinov, to clean his teeth for something that's sticking out of his teeth, and it's embarrassing to walk around that way. If there's an animal there, so it has pieces of wood that were prepared from before Yontif, and therefore they're not muksa, those pieces, those splinters of wood may be taken. Anything else, you're not allowed to take. Now let's think about it. It's very embarrassing for somebody to walk around with those splinters between his in his mouth. Yet the Chachamim say that you're not allowed to do muksa. You're not allowed to carry muksa. Answers the Gemara, Hachi Hashta. You can't compare the two situations. Hasam Adam Kavei Mokam Masuda. A person knows that he's going to eat in a certain place. And a person knows that if he has, normally when he eats, food stuck in his mouth, and he's going to need a toothpick, he should prepare a toothpick from before Shabbos. And if you didn't prepare the toothpick before Shabbos, I'm not going to let you, the Chazal will not let you move the toothpick on Shabbos. Aval Hacha, Adam Kavei Mokam Basakisei, in those days there weren't a set bathroom. Where you needed to use a bathroom, that's where you went. And therefore you can't be prepared, and therefore Chazal will mum ekel. Says the Magen Avraham, based on this Gemara, that let's say you end up eating in your friend's home on Shabbos, that you didn't know that you're going to eat there on Shabbos, and you ended up eating there, and you couldn't, therefore, you can't tell that person, well, you should have prepared the toothpicks from before, because you didn't know that you're going to be there before. The halacha is that then you could take something which is muksa. Again, what's the reason? Covered abrius. And says that Gos Oshri, that based on this, that we're allowing you to carry stones on Shabbos. We're allowing you to carry stones on Shabbos, which are normally muksa. And the reason we're allowing you to do it is because Gol Kvod Abrius. But if we follow what the Magen Avraham just said, if you have a bathroom in your home, and you know that's like we have nowadays, and you have the, and you know that that's where you're going to go relieve yourself if you need to, so there you have to prepare it before Shabbos. And if you didn't prepare it before Shabbos, there's no heter of muksa under those circumstances. So the question that comes up, the Shas HaTshuvos Chelkas Yaakov discusses, let's say somebody's using the bathroom on Shabbos and he does not have any cut bathroom tissue available. Is he allowed to, so now he only has the roll of paper there, is he allowed to tear it because of Gadol Kvod Habrius? So first of all, the Ritva already points out that this is not Kreya Midaraisa. Because as we learned earlier, the Malach of Kreya is only when you do it if Amanas Lasakin. Here, it's not Amanas Lasakin. And therefore, they want to consider that as we're learning in our Gemara, the concept of Gadol Kvod Habrius, the Gadol Kvod Habrius overtakes the Isser of Kriya the Rabbanon. And therefore, says the Chalkas Yaakov, even what you should do in such a situation is tear the bathroom tissue klachiyad, not in the usual manner, which as we learned in our shiur even today, always makes a nan into malacha deraisa. And also, he shouldn't tear it on long the perforated lines, because that's an exact size, that's mechatech. However, says the Paiskim, that may be a heter only if you ended up using the bathroom in a place that you ended up being, that you didn't know that you would end up needing to use the bathroom in that place. But in your home, where you have a bathroom, you should have prepared the tissue, the bathroom tissue, before Shabbos. And if you didn't prepare the bathroom tissue before Shabbos, it's like what we just learned in our Gemara with the toothpicks, where you knew you're going to eat there, you should have made sure to have the toothpicks there from before Shabbos. Says the Gemara further, Amar Rav Huna, also liponais b'stei near b'Shabbos. One may not relieve himself in a freshly plowed field on Shabbos. My Tama, ask the Gemara why. Ilay mishum dafsha, if you're concerned that that by relieving yourself in your friend's field because you're going to step on the freshly plowed field, if that's the concern, so it's not a Shabbos concern. The halacha should be a field b'chol nami, says the Gemara. El mishum asovim. You're going to say that there are grass on the stones that are on the field, and you're going to use those stones that have the grass on those stone, and you're going to cause the gas to fall off the stone. Ask the Gemara, Hamarish Lakish, Tzrosh Olabayasavim, a stone on which grass has formed, Mutal Kanaichba. You could use it to wipe yourself on Shabbos because you didn't intend to get the grass go off the stone. And as we mentioned earlier in our shiur, so it becomes a Dovah Shein HaMiskaven. And a Dovah Shein HaMiskaven is Mutar and Shabbos. However, he says, V'atoylish b'menu, if you deliberately take off the grass from the stone, then you're going to be Chayiv Chatas. Even though it's not taking something off from the ground, the Gemara is teaching us that it doesn't have to be that you take something off from the ground, that it should be considered a Maisa Talisha. It's enough that you take it from where it comes. So there's actually a machloikus. Is this a melacha deraisa? The Magen Mishnah opinion is that this would only be considered a derabbanan. The Kesef Mishnah's opinion is that taking this grass off such a stone is a deraisa. So what is the reason that you're not allowed to relieve yourself in somebody else's field on Shabbos? Ella says the Gemara, the concern is, where you need to be concerned, damam nukat miloy, you may take a stone from above the ground, and then he'll throw it afterwards into the hole. V'shadu latatoy, when you finish using it, you'll throw it into the hole. And mechayiv mishum derabba. And now we go back to Gemara that we learned in our previous perek, that Rabba said, damar Rabba hois leguma, if somebody has a hole in the property, v'tamama, and he fills it up, if he did it in the house, chayiv mishum boina. That's considered an act of boina because you're leveling out the floor. If you did it in the field, chay mishum chayrish, that's going to be considered an act of chayrish. The Rashi says that this would only be in your old field, but in somebody else's field, that you can't be chayiv for chayrish because you don't really have what to gain for that purpose. So again, even though this is only a gzeira, and we learned earlier in this sugya that for kavod abrius, Chazal were lenient. However, says the Beis Shloima, when were Chazal lenient? Chazal were lenient by muksa, because you can't come to do an issa deraisa. However, in a situation like we just learned, where you could end up doing an issa deraisa, you could end up doing Harisha, you could end up doing Binyan. There, Chazal was strict and don't allow even the Rabbonons, even in a situation of Kavod Abrius. Continues the Gemara, Gufa, Omer Ish Lakish, Tzrosh Olabay Asovim, if you have a stone that has grass around it, Mutal L'Kanach Bey, you're allowed to use it to wipe, to clean yourself when you use the bathroom. However, at Toilish Men of B'Shabbos, if you remove that grass from that stone on Shabbos, Chayiv Chatas. Omer Rapapi, comments Rapapi, Shmaminod Rish Lakish, based on what Rish Lakish taught us, Hai Papisa, if you have a flower pot that has a bowl, that has a hole on the bottom, Shori L'Taltu, and you let him move it on Shabbos, and it's not considered as if you're detaching something from the ground. We would think, since it has something at the bottom, it has a hole on the bottom, it would be considered like it's connected to the ground. The Rapapi teaches us that we can learn from Rish Lakish that is not the case. Because even when you lift it from the ground, it's still considered partially attached. Why is it still considered partially attached? Because wherever it is, it still has something growing from the ground. And therefore, since it's considered growing, still attached to the ground, you didn't do a Maisa Talisha. So Rashi explains, what was the Papisa? Rashi explains that they used to use these flower pots for something which is similar to what we do, kaporis. they would make flower pots out of palm branches, fill them with a mixture of earth and fertilizer, and for every child in the house, they would prepare such a flower pot, and then 2 to 3 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, they would plant beans in those flower pots that would sprout before Rosh Hashanah, and then on every Rosh Hashanah, every child would take the pot that was designated for them, circle it over the head, and they'd say, like we say when we do Kaparis on Erev Yom Kippur, Zeh Chalifasi, Zeh Tumarasi, Zeh Kaparasi. It's interesting to point out the wording Chalifasi, Tumarasi, Kaparasi stands for Chatach. Chatach is a name of the Malach that on Rosh Hashanah gives us, that it takes care of Panosah. So we're davening that all of our family members, as we approach the new year, should have panasa. That's why we say Chalifasi, Tekalasi, Kaparasi. The Chasam Sofer actually says that the reason we take a chicken for Kaparis is that a chicken is called a Gever in the Gemara, and we kill the chicken to say that if Chas V'Shalom, we were Mechoyev Misa, by killing this chicken, it should be in the place of ourselves, and we should end up having a happy, healthy new year. Masler of Kahana, Asr of Kahana. So the Gemara says, "Hi, Papa, you saw Charlotte Atule." Masler of Kahana, Im Amru Lutzayrich. If we said that we're allowed to take the stone that has on it the grass because you needed to clean yourself, Yomer Shalom Lutzayrich, moving this flower pot. Even though we came up with a way that it should not be considered osur, should not be allowed on Shabbos. Amar Abaya, so Abaya says, Papisa, since we spoke about the Pisa, Hoyal v'osur l'yodin, since we're discussing the Papisa, Lem v'bamilsa. Let's discuss some more halacha around the Papisa. He says the Gemara, Hoyim munach al gabi karka, if it was on the ground, v'nich al gabi seidus, and you pick it up, and you put it on top of pegs, he says, if you do so, you're chayiv for toilish. Because by moving it higher up, you're weakening the amount of nutrition it could get from the ground. And by weakening the amount of nutrition it gets from the ground, that's considered a maisa talisha. And on the other hand, if it was on the peg, and now you put it back on the ground, v'nichal gabakarka, that's considered noiteya, because by putting it closer to the ground, it's considered that you're giving it more nutrition. And by giving it more nutrition, that's why you chayiv. There's a machloikus rishonim, Tosfos in the Rambam. Tosfos' opinion is that if you do what the Gemara just described, it's an issa derabbanan. The Rambam holds an issa deraisa. The Sefer Devi Yecheskel explains what that their fundamental question is, what is the malacha of koitzer? Is the malacha of koitzer is weakening the nutrition, the unika, that something gets from the ground? That's obviously the opinion of the Rambam. Or is the malacha of koitzer cutting? And here, the person hasn't actually cut anything. And since he hasn't actually cut anything, it's not going to be considered a maisa of Katsira. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Osul Kanach Becheres B'Shabbos. One might not use shards of earthenware on Shabbos to clean themselves. Ask the Gemara, my Tama, what's the reason? Ilay Mishum Sakona, if you're going to say the concern is that you may cut yourself and hurt yourself, so says the Gemara, if that's the concern, Afil B'chol Nami, then you should not be allowed to do so during the week either. Elam Shem Kshafim, that somebody who uses these type of material to clean themselves is subject to Kshafim. So says the Gemara, if that's the case, I feel b'chol nami loy. So then also during even the weekday, you shouldn't be allowed to do so. Says the Gemara, Elam Shem Hasharis Neimim. Because you're going to use the sharp material to clean yourself, you may cut the hair. Ask the Gemara, but that's only a Dov Hashem Meskaven. And we mentioned in our Shir more than once, a Dov Hashem Meskaven is not Osir. Amulah of Nos Baroshia, Gavur Rabba Bar Milsa, a important person said a halacha, name of Batama. We have the obligation to explain it. And the way to explain it is as follows. Lamed by Bechol, certainly during the weekday, it's Osir, as we just learned, because of Kshofim. Av B'Shabbos, Hoyel V'Ekateris Kelov, since it's a Keli, and therefore, because you could use it for different purposes, and therefore it's not Muksa. So Shapadami. So the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara, this that even though it does come with an Isser Kishif, but maybe the consideration that I want to avoid Chilul Shabbos should be such an important consideration to allow me to use it, because using anything else may cause a Shaila. Kamash Milan, that even though using other materials come with Hilchos Shabbos Shailas, and this doesn't come with Hilchos Shabbos Shailas, it's better to not use this under any circumstance. Rava said that the reason is because it's going to cut the hair. The Kashle, and when he said that, we asked this question. A stira of Yochanan of Yochanan. Me Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shosla Kanech Becheres B'Shabbos. Did Rabbi Yochanan say you're not allowed to use these shards on Shabbos? And the reason is because it may cut the hair. And obviously, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is Dovah Shem Meskaven is Osir. Vav Rabbi Yochanan, we know Rabbi Yochanan's opinion throughout Shas is Halachik Stam Mishnah. We always follow a Stam Mishnah. V'Tanan, and there's a Mishnah Masechta Nazir that Mem Beizom and Aleph. The Nazir on Shabbos may Chayfif rub his hair. And disentangle the hair from his head, he may not comb it. Why are you allowed to do the first two acts? Because it's not going to cause hair to come out. And even if hair does come out, it's a Dov Hashem Meskaven. So that's a Stam Mishnah, the Paskins, that a Dov Hashem Meskaven is permitted on Shabbos. So how are we explaining that Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's Osir? It says the Gemara, you're right. El Mechvartik Reb Nosson Baroshia, the reason you're not allowed to use it is because it's a Kono Kshofim, and we thought maybe in order to avoid Chil Shabbos we should be allowed to do it. Teaches us the Gemara that it's not a Heter. Ask the Gemara, Mike Kshofim, what's the Kishif that happens when somebody uses a Cheres to clean themselves? Says the Gemara, Kahadar of Chizdav Rabbi Barafuna, Kavaka Azli Ba'arba. Rav Chizdav Rabbi Barahuna were traveling on a boat. Armalahi Matronisa, there was a certain non-Jewish woman, that asked them to take her along. But they didn't want to. So she said something, a kishif, and it prevented the boat from moving. They said something, and sharyua, and that released the boat. So she said to them, my kishif cannot work against you. Why can't her kishif work against them? Because you are people that never use a shard to clean yourself. You never kill lice when they're on your clothing. And you don't pull out a vegetable from the bundle that the gardener ties and eat the vegetable that way. All these different acts make a person Chas v'shalom susceptible to kishif. You who don't do these things, kishif can't work on you, and therefore I can't do it. So of course, the Mefarshim ask, how were they allowed to do kishif? The Gemara says that she did kishif against them, and then they did something else, which prevented the kishif from prevailing over them. How were they allowed to do kishif? The Torah, of course, is very strict about us doing kishif. So one explanation given is that you're not allowed to do kishif, but if somebody did kishif on you, you're allowed to counteract with kishif. That's one explanation suggested. But there's a very famous vart, a beautiful vart from the Baal Shem. He says that if somebody, chas v'shalom, feels that kishif was done against them, they should say the words of the pasuk in the Torah, in Parashas Mishpatim, machsheifa lo sechaya. And he says that the original printing of the Gemara was that they said Amr Inu Mem Lamed Sof. Mem Lamed Sof meant to be an abbreviation for the words Machsheifa Loi Sechaya. And over the years in the printing of the Gemara, instead of realizing that it was just an abbreviation of Mem Lamed Sof, Machshef Lo Techaya, they put in the word Milsa. But really, what should be in the Gemara is Omer Inu Mem Lamed Sof, Machshef Lo Techaya. And if somebody believes that Kishuv was done against them, all they should do is say those three words of the Torah, and that will protect them.